ならば今ジャビハーニジャイラダマジャバクンジャビハイジョピジャナバラバジバジハニJayagopidana balabhaji varalai Jasodanandana bhajajanarandana Jasodanandana bhajajanarandanaJamuna Kira Vanushai Jamuna Kira Vanushai Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Pribhajakachara Jastotara Sudhishi Shimari Sri Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nityala Prashtam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Pribhajakachara Jastotara Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Anantakuri Vaishnavin Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Basudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Gun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Pranavdip Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Nu Ramaniti Dham Ki Sambhita Bhaktivinoda Ki Sad Goswami Ki All glorious to the assembled devotees, glorious to the devotees, glorious to the devotees. Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 11, verse 21 through 27 or so. Shri Suku Vacha Gopavidha Mahatpatam Anubhuya Brihadbane Nandadaya Samagamya Braja Karya Mamantrayan. So I'll read the translations. And Sukadeva Goswami continued, then one time, having seen the great disturbances at Brihadvan, all the elderly persons among the coward men headed by Nanda Maharaj assembled and began to consider what to do to stop the continuous disturbing situations in Braja. Chetropananda Namaha Gopagana Vayodika Deshakalarta Tattagya Priyakrid Ramakrishnayo. At this meeting of all the inhabitants of Gokula, a cowherd man named Upananda, who was the most mature in age and knowledge and was very experienced according to time, circumstance, and country, made this suggestion for the benefit of Rama and Krishna. 23. Utata Vyam Itosmabhir Gokalasya Hatayashibi Atyantyatra Mahotpata Balanam Nashahitava. He said, my dear friends, the coward men, in order to do good to this place, Gokula, we should leave it, because so many disturbances are always occurring here, just for the purpose of killing Rama and Krishna. Text 24. Muktakatanchid Rakshasya Balagnya Balako Hyasau Hariranu Grahanunam Anascho Parina Pasha Anascho Parina Pata. The child Krishna, simply by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was somehow or other rescued from the hands of the Rakshashi Putana, who is determined to kill him. Then again, by the mercy of the Supreme Godhead, the handcart missed falling upon the child. 25. Chakravatena nitoyam Daityena vipadam biat Shilayam patitas tatra Paritrata Sureshwarai. Then again, the demon Trinavarta, in the form of a whirlwind, took the child away into the dangerous sky to kill him. But the demon fell down onto a slab of stone. In that case, also, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu or his associates, the child was saved. 26. Yano mriyetyad Brieta Drumayor Antaram Prapya Balaka Asavanyatamo Vapi Tarapya Chuta Rakshana. Translation. Even the other day, neither Krishna nor any of his playmates died from the falling of the two trees, although the children were near the trees, or even between them. This also is to be considered the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 27. Yavad autpatiko risto Rajam nabi bhavad ita Tavad balan upadayo Yasyamonyatrasanuga. word meanings. Yava, so long. Otpatika, disturbing. Arishta, the demon. Rajam, this Gokula Rajabhumi. Na, not. Abhibhavedita, go away from this place. Tava, so long. Balan Upadaya, for the benefit of the boys. Yes, Yama, we shall go. Anyatra, somewhere else. Sa Anuga, with our followers. Translation. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Purport. Does anybody want to chant this? Or how the kids are supposed to chant? Sure. Okay. Get the Sanskrit back. Forgot about that. Read so many verses. Who wants to chant first? Yavarot patiko rishto Brajam nabi bhavedita Tavad bhavan upadaya Nyata sanuga Okay, ladies. So, Google is. So we read the word meanings. Read the English again. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. Purport. Upananda suggested, by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, Krishna has always been saved from so many dangerous incidents. Now let us leave this place and go someplace out where we may worship Lord Vishnu undisturbed, before there is another cause of death from some demon who may attack us. A devotee desires only that he may execute devotional service undisturbed. Actually, we see, however, that even during the presence of Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj and the other coward men had the Supreme Personality of Godhead in their presence, there was disturbances. Of course, in every case, Krishna came out victorious. The instruction we may derive from this is that we should not be disturbed by so-called disturbances. There have been so many disturbances to our Krishna consciousness movement, but we cannot give up our forward march. On the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world, and they are purchasing literature about Krishna consciousness with redoubled energy. Thus, there are both encouragements and disturbances. This was so even in Krishna's time. Omagana Tamarandasya, Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuna Militangana, Tasmai Shi Gurave Maha. Shi Chaitanya Malo Bhishtam, Tapitam Jaina Bhutale, Swayam Rupagadama Yandadati Swapadanti. Come. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yavad Utpatiko Rishto Rajam Nabibhavarita Tavad Balam Upadaya Yasyamo Nyatrasanuga. All these incidents are being caused by some unknown demon. Before he comes here to create another disturbance, it is our duty to go somewhere else with the boys until there are no more disturbances. So here we had about 6, 7, 8 verses. And kind of funny, it says, just to do good to this place, we should leave it. That must be some kind of a funny thing. Well, they're thinking that because of them, that these things are going on. If we get out of here, then this place will also be better off. So this is a very humble also mentality to think that, well, this place isn't going on because nicely because I am doing something wrong. This is a good example for us to see also. And then again, they're expressing that due to the mercy of we were delivered through the mercy of the personality of Godhead, somehow or other rescued from the hands of these different demons. Krishna was rescued by Krishna, by Vishnu. So they're thinking that Krishna is very nice and Balaram, they're very nice, but they're not even any thinking that they're in charge of the whole program, spiritual material world, Ishvara Parama Krishna. This is not their mentality. But they're thinking that let's protect Krishna, let's go somewhere where we don't want these calamities. It's interesting to think that Kunti Devi was praying there should be more calamities because that way she would be able to. So either way, whether we're at the advanced stage of praying for calamities or we're more advanced stage where we're trying to rescue Krishna and keep him away from calamities, but we shouldn't artificially jump to any of these stages, but rather we should feel. In fact, Prabhupada said that we shouldn't view these any of these pastimes like some kind of sporting event, like Olympics or something going on. Rather, we should think more that, I'm feeling so much separation from these pastimes and from Braj, from Vrindavan. Even now, none of us are physically in Vrindavan. And if we read some of the statements, I was looking over the pastime in the Bhakti Ratnakara, partly thanks to Pundarik Vijayanidhi and, of course, Kushukrata and so many others. We have this translated. And there in the fifth wave, it's described how Raghava Goswami, he came to he was very fully expert, and he also wrote a book, Krishna Bhakti Ratna Prakash, and he was a friend of Raghunath Das Goswami, some of the six Goswamis. So he happened to arrive there just at the time when Jiva Goswami was speaking with Narottam and Srinivas, and Jiva Goswami was thinking, wow, now Narottam Das and Srinivas, they need to go and take Braj Parikram, such an important thing. But Jiva Goswami was also thinking, I don't have time to do it. And just then Raghava Goswami, he came and he said, Jiva asked him, what are you doing? He said, well, I'm just about to go Parikram. Of course, in those days, there were no buses or much. He really had to do the footwork. And these things were just being revealed, just recently been revealed, Rupa and Sanatana. Anyway, he took them around and he was describing all these various places that we're reading about here. And if we read also some of the statements in Mathura Mahatmya that are quoted in different Puranas, Adi Varaha Purana, Padma Purana, all the Puranas are quoted, there's so many statements glorifying this Mathura Mandala, especially Braj. And Vishwanath Chakravarti has written books, Sanatana Goswami, and Prabodhananda Saraswati, perhaps the most extreme. He was saying that
let me never leave this Vrindavan, even if I have to hear the local residents speak all gossip and prajalpo. It's better I stay here. If my tongue wants to say anything against Vrindavan, I should gladly want to stab my tongue with a knife. And if my ears also, they should. If my feet ever want to leave Vrindavan, I should smash them, pulverize them to pulp. He is making all these statements. So throughout the various Puranas, especially compiled Nana Shastra Vichara Naikinipano by the Goswamis and in the Bhakti Ratnakara, the glories of these places are given. So much so in the Garga Samhita also, the story is given why, one of the reasons that even the king of most ordinary persons who are not bhaktis, they think Prayag is the king of holy places. But the story is given why Prayag also has to worship Mathura. That somehow Prayag was established there as the king of holy places, but became a little bit slightly envious. So Narad Muni came to agitate the Prayag personified and said, you're the king of holy places, and all the holy places come to worship you, but how is it that Mathura doesn't come here to worship you? So, that Prayag was not so puffed up, but wanted to find out. So questioned Lord Vishnu directly. How is it that? Then Lord Vishnu said, don't you know that Krishna is the king, the source of all incarnation? That is my holy place. So how can you expect that this Mathura should come and worship you? So in this way, Prag was taught also a lesson about what is the glories of Mathura Vrindavan. So we should always be hankering. But in a way, just like spoken by Narottam Das Thakur and the song that when will my heart become purified, then I'll be able to understand Braj Vrindavan. Shuddha Habiman. When my mind becomes purified, then I can understand Vrindavan. Now, if we become so advanced like Prabodhananda Saraswati, then none of these things will matter. As it says, Prabhupada says in this purport, we should not be disturbed by so many disturbances. There are both encouragements and disturbances. So this is one of the important qualities we can see in Srila Prabhupada, that there was ordinary, or not ordinary, but anyone else practically, they might be discouraged. In fact, Prabhupada one time, he was saying that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, he, although such an advanced person, he never wanted to leave the Dham, even when he was going blind. Even when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to bring him to get some treatment in Calcutta, he said, no, I will never leave this spiritual world. So there are persons like that, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, where he said, I have no power really to help anyone, to stop them from going to hell. They're such rascals. But Prabhupada was never discouraged like that. He was also thinking, he could think that I have no power, but he was also thinking, I've been told by my Guru Maharaj to go and save these conditioned souls. Naivol vijay paradurateya vaitaranyat. Just like Prahlad Maharaj's mood. I'm not disturbed, Naivol vijay paradurateya, although there are many causes for disturbance. I mean, Prahlad Maharaj had definite cause for disturbance. He was being attempted to be killed in so many ways by his Hiranyakashipu, his father, king of demons. Asuryavarja Dehinam. He didn't even talk. He didn't even call him daddy. Maybe sometimes. But in this statement, he says, Suravarja Dehinam, you're the king of the demons. Nasaromanye Suravarja Dehinam, Sadasamud Vignadhyama Sadgrahat. In this material world, there's always cause of disturbance, even in Vrindavan. Even nowadays, there's so many demoniac persons are there. There's full of demoniac persons also. I mean, they become purified, of course. But they want to steal cows. I was walking one place and the chokidar said just that other night, it was a couple of years ago, he said that he came outside and they were stealing cows, putting them in to take them out and kill them. So they want to kill the cows in Vrindavan. You have to have armed guards and all the time, and there's so many things. Mother Jamuna, she said when she first came to Vrindavan, and she came at night and came to Radha Damodar, she was staying at some distance. In those days, there was nothing, not even Bogalashram, nothing like that. 71. Prabhupada said, oh, you have come now? Because it was Mangalarti time, it was still dark. You have come now? It is very dangerous, he told her. They will kill you even for a lota. So this is so one is an advanced person. He can see both with one good eye, one bad eye. What is there? He has to be very careful. Upayanam chintyat. One who is chinta, pragya. He sees that there may be so many good things, but there may be something disturbing. So here they're looking after the for the good of Ramakrishna, Krishna and Balaram. That is their main focus, these cowherd men. Upananda, there's Sananda, all these brothers of Nanda Maharaj. And this is their pastime. They're trying to protect Krishna, the Vatsalya Ras. So we also have this, Prabhupada instilled this, that he wanted all the children born into Vaishnava family. He said they're very special persons. They should be protected, given all advantage. But how do we do that? That is another thing. There's the Gurukula system. They're supposed to be especially cultivating the mind. Even Chanakya Pandit, it's not quoted here, but there's so many quotes that Prabhupada gave from Chanakya, from Panchatantra, from Hitobadesh, talking about benefiting the children, how to interact. And Chanakya also has one that at all costs one should protect the children and his relatives in general. If he has to go somewhere, we see now in the news all the time that people are so distraught, there's so many wars, some factions are fighting and the people are killed, holding their children, trying to protect. Sometimes the children are dead, they're still holding their children. You see that. So this is something that people want to. There are huge amounts of refugees. They're leaving 300,000-400,000 people leaving Assam. I just saw on the news trying to protect their children, bringing them to Delhi, causing all upheaval. And this is going on in the material world. This is not even restricted to Vrindavan. Everywhere in the world, people want to protect the children, especially Krishna and Balaram at all costs. When there was some attack in New Vrindavan, the deities, then after that, Prabhupada said there should be all care taken in every temple, especially where Radha Krishna is there. Any demons coming, someone should be armed all the time. Somehow or other, we're not able to always carry that out, follow it. So there's always some attack coming. That's the material world. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that Sada Samudvigna Dhyam Asadgrahat, especially because Asadgrahat, we have accepted asat, that which is not permanent, eternal. As soon as we deviate from Krishna consciousness, we try to accept something. Asat tarshanat. Asat indriya tarshanat is a terminology given by Kapila Dev. That there's always agitation when we want to identify with our material senses. Dhyam asad grahats. Therefore, he said, hit matma paltam vihandaku pam vanam gato yadarim ashrayata. One should therefore take shelter of Vrindavan. This is how important it is. We're taking shelter of Vrindavan by reading these books. This is the non-different from taking shelter. When we come to the temple, we see the deity, Vaikuntha Janitovara, is given in by Rupa Goswami, higher than Vaikuntha. There's so many things, but especially higher, this temple is at least Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada was such a great person, he wanted to provide this Vaikuntha atmosphere. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, wherever the great devotees go, they carry within their heart the personality of God. And they establish the temple, they give the books, they give Hare Krishna mantra, they give all protection, not just to the children, but to everybody, all living entities. This is the desire to protect everyone from Maya, from the disturbances that are always coming. The material world means constant disturbance. Therefore, then Prahlad Maharaj says, Mahamrita Magna Chitta, I myself am not disturbed because my consciousness, Chitta, is always absorbed in the great Mahamrita, great nectar, mercy of your pastimes. It's just like Prabodhananda Saraswati says, anyone who says anything in Vrindavan, I will take it as nectar. So anyone who says anything in the temple, we can think like that also. Prabhupada was that. Sometimes Prabhupada appeared disturbed, though. Like, you can hear sometimes someone comes in, starts talking in the temple room, because they don't know English, some Indians especially. Prabhupada said, tell the rascals to be quiet. Not for himself, but because they're speaking and they don't understand what is Krishna consciousness, that this is a temple, they should keep their mouth shut. If they don't know what's going on, keep quiet, listen. But especially if they didn't know English, or sometimes they may know English also, but they're neglectful, so they're causing themselves offense. They're not being respectful. Therefore, they have to learn Krishna consciousness. Tell the rascals to be quiet. Even the devotees, if they're doing anything in class, Prabhupada would admonish. Not admonish, but you can hear on one tape, he says something. What you'll do, rascal, what will you do? You don't hear. Of course, these were just people making garlands. They weren't even making noise. So Prabhupada's idea is that you have to be very attentive to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, unfortunately, all of us can't speak on the level of Srila Prabhupada and command that type of attention, that type of respect. But still, the idea is there, the basic idea. Just like Prabhupada stopped once in the middle of the kirtan in Henry Street, because one of the GBC leaders, they had very special asans, little woolen, I remember, for the leaders. So, and the kirtan started already, that leader put his book down on the seat, on that, where he was sitting. So Prabhupada stopped kirtan and said, you have put the Krishna where you sit? So this is Krishna consciousness, that very aware that the book Bhagavatam, the sound of the Bhagavatam, is so important. Everyone must chant the shlokas. He wanted all the Gurukula children to learn Bhagavad Gita, learn Chanakya shlokas, learn Bhagavatam. It's important, he said. Why are they bothering with anything else? He wasn't interested in so many other things. If they learn enough math that they don't get cheated buying a ticket to India. This was a standard, he told in France one time. How much math should they learn? If they don't get cheated buying a ticket to India. So, concentrating on the transcendental sound vibration is most important. Shabda Brahman. Shabda Avrita, to be liberated by this sound. Prabhupada says, on the contrary, people are receiving, there are so many disturbances toward Krishna consciousness. But during the time of writing this, there were many disturbances. There was the deprogramming. And Prabhupada was giving directions to the leaders how to go to the court when they bring us to the court. And they were bringing, especially in New York, somehow in Boston, there was some big disturbance too. I remember somehow Tradas was involved. I don't know if it was Boston, but he was talking to Adi Keshwar and these different devotees, few devotees. If they go to court, what to tell them? Be very proactive. Prabhupada's mood wasn't just like later on, there were some court cases, so the devotees were being very meek. You know, they didn't want to just display in a Sringadeva pastimes or anything like that. But that wasn't Prabhupada's mood. He was very bold. He challenged them. You bring our books. Ask the judge to read all our books. And he told them what to call them. Oh, very thing, something we can't mention in Bhagavatam class. So Prabhupada could get away with that type of thing. Very challenging. Just like Narada Muni was very challenging. Sometimes we wonder, why did Prabhupada say these things? Like, tell them that the moon is further than the sun. Prabhupada. You know, what do we... Because this is like Narada Muni going to Prayag and or going to Kamsa, always instigating. Someone who is a great Muni, like Narada Muni especially, they like to instigate some debate. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also, even when he took sannyas, he wasn't acting in his Gyan Leela, but he was instigating some debate. So Prabhupada, he felt himself also successful because there was this challenge from the Karmis. He said, then we know we're successful. He was quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Because Maya's always after, trying to discourage, bring us down, cover us, avrinatmaka, prakshet atmaka, to drag us down, pull us, and cover us, always. That's the goal. And Prabhupada was always fighting Maya. Very expert. So expert that if you just come in his presence, Govinda Bishram, because Govinda is resting in his heart, then immediately there would be no more anxiety, no disturbance. Prabhupada would come somewhere and maybe there was some disturbance, people would forget their disturbance, forget their anxiety, finish. This is the presence of the Mahabhagavat devotee. They are receiving this movement very enthusiastically all over the world and purchasing literature with redoubled energy. It's kind of funny, you know. Not that we're selling it. Prabhupada wanted us to sell it with redoubled energy, but he's saying they're purchasing it with redoubled energy. Oh, yes! That's kind of funny if you think about it. There's a sense of humor. Prabhupada has a sense of humor just like this. Bhagavatam often has a subtle, one has to be very much reading the Srimad Bhagavatam and realizes a sense of humor throughout Bhagavatam. All right, so if there's any statements.
Hare Krishna. I was just wondering, in these statements here in the Bhagavatam, there is an indication that the senior leaders of Vrindavan were very much concerned about Krishna's welfare, so they wanted to move. But was there a superior reason of Krishna's desire to be in Vrindavan and act as pastimes there?
Yeah, I guess. Krishna, I mean, the whole Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, every particle of dust, we know that, is, in fact, he made a statement in a class in Vrindavan. He said, if you take a particle of dust of Vrindavan, tadira chana sevi bhakta sanibha, the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees especially, they're all walking there also. They're part and part. They're the tadiyanam. They're walking there. And what to speak of, Krishna has walked there. Mahaprabhu has walked there. So all these great devotees are there. There might be some rascals, temporarily in a rascal mentality, but there's so many great devotees even now, so many that we know have walked there even recently, that every particle of dust is non-different from kissing Krishna's lotus feet. Then Prabhupada became ecstatic and said, every brick in this temple is as good as the deity. But he didn't often say stuff like that because it could be misinterpreted, some neophyte. But we know Govardhan, you worship any stone from Govardhan, any particle anywhere, we know it's not different from Vrindavan. So no matter where you go in Vrindavan, yeah, it's Krishna's supreme controller. I guess he's moving them wherever he wants to go. But this is not the pastime. This is the Leela that they're protecting Krishna and they're moving. They're doing the moving. Krishna's not doing it. They have to protect. Krishna will starve. Krishna, we have to give him so many things.
Yeah, so originally, Nanda Maharaj, and they all lived in Nandagaon, was the original place, but they used to move from time to time just for taking care of the cows. So they moved to Mahavan, especially. Mahavan is very close to Mathura. So Krishna, when he appeared in Mahavan. Then after the disturbances, they moved to Chatikar and near Govardhan and other places. And then eventually they settled back in Nandagaon after, you know, moving around a little bit, they settled back in Nandagan. Then after going to Kurukshetra and seeing Krishna at Kurukshetra, they came back and they stayed in Mahavan until Krishna came back to Vrindavan.
Humor? Well, I found this funny, that just this, that Prabhupada's purport, it, to me, is funny as anything. Prabhupada says, on the contrary, people are receiving this movement very enthusiastically over the world. They're purchasing literature with redoubled energy. But they're purchasing literature with redoubled energies. To me, it's like instead of, you know, you hitting on somebody, hey, take this book, they're running over to you and saying, give me that book, and like tearing it out of your hand. You're like, it's funny, you know. To me, it's funny. Because it's hard to do book distribution usually, you know. But Prabhupada's making it sound like that there's, that even the karmis in the street are coming over and like, wow, you know, this is fantastic. Instead of just like looking at the book saying, oh, what, can you know, like totally bewildered when they open a book and see Devanagari or something like that. They don't know what. But now they're going, wow, and they're just in ecstasy.
I was also thinking the library party had standing orders.
Oh, yeah.
So those standing orders, that was really nice. I mean, Prabhupada really liked the idea. Everything he writes, there are already so many volumes, so many of them were sold.
Right. During this time, he was getting all these letters about the library party and how successful they were. And they were doing standing orders. They'd order all the books as they would come out for the library. By this time, most of the books had come out. Most of sets of books, also. So.
He's also, like, always mocking material life.
What's that?
He's always mocking, like, material life.
Who? Prabhupada, yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot of funny things, yeah. Like Prabhupada said, the scientists weren't worthy to be kicked. So, I mean, that's something funny you can think about. I've been thinking about that for about 35 years. It still sounds extremely funny. Not worthy to be kicked. I mean, I do invent a few, you know, good things, but the way they utilize them, you know. They think they have all this huge science to go into, where is it, Mars? I mean, they're wreaking havoc here on planet Earth. Havoc! They can't even, you can't even talk about it, how horrible people are suffering. And they're thinking, they're spending billions of dollars, whatever, and going to another planet, you know, spying on what they're showing is just a desert. And even the karmis joke about it, even anybody, they say, well, it's headlines where it says, well, it looks just like Arizona, you know. Even the guys who are there say it looks like Arizona, who are looking through their thing, you know. That little robot up there. So, I mean, they're so foolish, they can't see what's going on here. There's nothing but war and havoc and suffering and starvation and privation. And there's unlimited misery. Ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. What? Yeah. Well, that's not so funny, but yeah, everybody's trying to enjoy. That is kind of funny, I guess. If you're advanced, you'll think it's funny.
Maybe you can remember the story that there was someone, he was being chased or something, he fell into a big hole like a well, and he grabs onto a root, and he's pretty
damaged. The snake is waiting for him down there.
Yeah, but yet there's on the branch, there's some, it's a beehive. And
biting it.
But every once in a while, a drop of honey comes out of it. So he positions himself so he can get the drop of honey. And then when he gets the drop of honey, he says, well, it's not so bad.
Right, that... There's a lot of funny stories, you know, kind of tragic, funny, but there's, anyway, Prabhupada's very, he didn't come to the United States or America or whatever, and then he was thinking in the beginning, yeah, maybe I should go back, but after that, he just got encouraged, the people came around, and then there was no question of ever retreating. Prabhupada did not retreat.
He was the Senapati, the general. He cannot retreat. In fact, right near the end, he wanted to just go back. He was in England. Then it was, his body was not doing. So he had to go back. Otherwise, he was ready to go back to Gitanagari and take it up, die in the battlefield. Anything else? All right. Srimad Bhagavatam.